Let's turn now to some land-based environmental concerns in China. In Beijing today, the air quality index is squarely in the very unhealthy zone, according to the U.S. Embassy's readings there. And that is not all that unusual. The intense smog means that companies are increasingly considering Beijing a hardship post. Coca-Cola is one of the latest to start giving expat employees there a bonus for environmental hardship, an extra 15% of their salary. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is with us now from Beijing. Hi there, Anthony.
Hi, Meghna.
So we just read what the latest air quality index reading is from the U.S. Embassy in the very unhealthy zone. What does that actually mean, looking out the window? What does it feel like?
Okay, well, it is visible. You can look out the window. You can see this haziness. It is not the worst, okay? We're in the 220s today. Air quality index is in the 220s. Healthy is under 25. When it gets over, I don't know, 300, 500, something like that, it bites. It stings your eyes, your throat. It's really uncomfortable. It makes you cough. And you know, in the long term, it's shaving years off your life.
Huh.
So it's not imperceptible at all.
Wow. Actually, the way you describe it, it sounds like a major issue, which is why, no surprise, Coca-Cola has become one of the latest companies to label Beijing a hardship post. Apparently, Panasonic did the same thing in March. The State Department even offers a 15% bonus to foreign service officers there. For major international companies, is this becoming the norm?
No, hardship pay is not yet the norm for Beijing. It's heading in that direction. What I would say is that concern is the norm about this. Of course, every time we talk about the subject, you get a big wind, it clears it out, and the skies are beautiful blue and the sun is blazing. And there's been quite a bit of that this summer. But I think for everyone who lives there, it really is a concern. It's just a matter of how much you can do about it. And expatriates tend to be better equipped to do something about it than other people. They have a choice about whether to live in it or pick up and move.
Mm. So I don't know if you've spoken to people who have been posted to Beijing and are maybe getting offered this extra hardship pay. Is 15% enough to keep people there or to even entice them to take the posting to begin with?
Well, I think it certainly makes a difference. It's certainly a step in the right direction. I mean, just practically speaking, it will help you to afford, for example, imported air purifiers and face masks. You know, when the air quality index is in the hundreds, you'd want to use those. You know, it's a tough professional decision. It depends on whether you have kids. It depends what your line of work is. But there's this contradiction that increasingly Beijing is the place to be for a lot of professions because so much is happening here. So much of the world's economy, so much of the world's, you know, creative forces here in every field you can imagine. In a lot of ways, it's hard not to be here, but in many ways, transportation and the environment are just raising the cost for everybody.
Now, with that raising of the cost, I mean, is it having a measurable impact on China economically or for foreign companies who are choosing to do business in China?
Well, it's been well documented that people are dying prematurely because of air pollution. Lung and respiratory diseases are way up, and China may have saved money earlier in manufacturing processes, but they're paying the cost later down the road in terms of health. Now, you know, how many people are moving because of this? We don't have figures on that. Anecdotally, I can tell you that I know a lot of people who are well-educated. They're thinking about their kids' futures, their kids' health, their kids' education, and a lot of them are voting with their feet. They're leaving, and that is definitely costing everybody here.
NPR's Beijing correspondent Anthony Kuhn. And Anthony, we'll give you a second to put your face mask back on before we send you back outside.
Much appreciated. Thank you, Meghna.